Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Taco Tuesday. What a game. What a game last night. I got to 14.
Anything happened?
I tapped out. Yeah. 18 innings of baseball. Two games, basically. Yeah. Played two games.
I told you, I woke up.
I got doubleheaded, didn't even know it.
I woke up to the text from my buddy saying, 14 innings? And then I was like, nope, it was longer than that. I made seven. I had no BS. I'm just sitting there scuffling, trying to watch that thing. And it's like, how can you go to sleep when your adrenaline's running like that when you're watching a game of this magnitude and seeing? I mean, that was special last night. And as we've said, this whole postseason,
the Tigers Blue Jays
has been amazing.
It was 15 innings. That was great. And that's when Scooble struck out 13 in six innings, and then they lose the game. And
yeah, Scoober for the Tigers, he struck out a lot of guys. It's Scuba.
You said Scuba.
No, he didn't. He said Tigers. The Tigers. Cha-cha-cha-cha. But that was great last night, man.
I want to ask you a question about the top of the ninth inning, though. In fact, they're showing the play right now. This is a push-off. He pushed them off the bag.
Yeah.
Why can you not... Why could not be that be part of the challenge? You push the man off the bag.
I don't care. The worst thing that happened was in the first inning, right? Or was that second?
Yeah,
inning?
That was
second inning.
Second inning is bad too. Horrible.
That was
bad.
I mean, that's
for those you weren't watching.
So the ump counts 3-1. Ball's pitched. Who's at the plate? It was Varsho. Thank you,
Dalton. Varsho.
Dalton Varsho is at the plate, and so anyway, like. The pitch gets thrown. He starts walking down. And then as he's like two steps down, the ump goes, huh.
Actually, he wasn't short first. Then he starts walking down when he sees Bichette going to second because Bichette thought the point was ball four.
Look at the strike call and how late it is. And this is akin to, hey, the guys that got to drop the ball right at the goal line. Yeah. I got to show you, this is my strike call. Hey, yeah. You ever see the guy spinning around like, wah, he's got to do his thing? Yep. Got to be the center of attention. That jackass shouldn't ump another game in the World Series because that's a huge play. Think about what happened. Bichette gets a hit. Varsho eventually walks. The next guy gets a hit. There's no outs. And you've scored a run more than likely and got two guys on. It's just that it just can't happen. And like what you're saying, and not to just go back to that, it's almost like two wrongs don't make a right, but okay. I mean, because it
pushed him
sucks.
Off. He had the bag stolen, and then you use your forearm and your glove or your wrist and your glove to push him off the base. That's just.
It's a World Series, so somebody's probably not wearing one, but.
What?
Well, if we're pushing him off the bag, hey, you want to do that? Every time next time he gets up?
Oh, cup.
Yeah. He'll get hit. No, the funny thing is, I'm talking about his next at bat throwing at him. I mean, baseball policing itself. But the best part of it was I woke up this morning and then I looked at Shohei's stat line and I said, He got on base nine times. Nine. And there's still some of you people out there going, yeah, he's not the best baseball player ever. That's a World Series game. They said it's only happened. It hasn't happened since 1900, and that was a regular season game.
Yeah.
We're seeing something that we've never seen before. And you know what? In 20 years, we'll probably see something better than that. Who knows?
I don't know about that.
Me either. I don't know about that, Jeremy.
Look at what we're seeing in
When's
sports.
When's the last time you saw this, though?
This guy's I've never seen this. Top-rated pitcher and top-rated hitter.
And more people are going to train like that.
You're going to see more and more. And I don't think I'm not saying you won't see more guys do it. I don't think you'll see more guys do it at that level. Okay, you have more running quarterbacks than you ever had. How many of them do it like Lamar? So just because you can do it,
but they said that about Vic too. Nobody's doing this.
But it took a long time for that to happen.
But I'm saying we've got forever. That's what I'm saying. 20 years, we could have. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. It's locked in. But think about how we're getting bigger, stronger, faster all along. We got a 7'6" guy that shoots threes behind five steps beyond the three-point line, blocks every shot, runs in transition. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like somebody made that player on a video game with Wemby.
But see, here's the difference to me. Ed Vic did it, but he had a lot of holes in his game. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a tremendous passer. We were in awe of him.
But you're making my point.
Wait a minute, we were in awe of him because he could run. We're in awe of him because he's great at both. That's my point. Lamar's
You're making my point because we're getting better as the years go on. We see something, it's like, man, that's incredible. And then it gets better. Take every sport. I mean, we could talk about it. I mean, we've got some great ones. I don't know if anybody ever does what Wayne Gretzky does. Well, here comes Ovi. You know, like, and again, we could sit here and look at it from a championship side. You can look at it from a statistics side.
You think Ovi's better than Gretzky?
I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm just saying the things he accomplished and going, well, nobody's going to do that. And now we're seeing people do it. And look, the expansion of the leagues, the more games they're playing, more postseason games, the numbers are going to get ridiculous. But yeah, I do think as time goes on, we get better in every sport. You train better, you eat better, you learn, you watch this stuff. Now we've got new pitches that people are coming up with. So yeah, I do think we're going to get better.
I don't know if you can get better than him. I would love to see it in my lifetime, but let's go to Gio in Baltimore. What's up, Gio?
Hey guys, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, there's only one pitcher, and that's Ohtani, pitcher hitter, can break this record. And this record is a grand slam that was in 1970 World Series by one of the O's great pitchers.
Jim Palmer.
And Ohtani's the only one can break that record. Tie that record, I'm sorry.
Well, he could break it because he'd do it more than once.
Well, if that extra inning game would have went any longer, maybe we would have seen a pitcher get up to bat. But they used
10 pitchers, first time ever.
How about the guy in the bullpen, the last pitcher? The guy gets a win that you don't even know his name.
Yeah.
I don't either. Like, you watch his team all year long. He said that last time he's pitched that many innings or thrown that many pitches was his junior year in college when he was a starter.
Was it four innings?
Yeah, but he threw 70-some pitches as a reliever. Not a long reliever, a reliever.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday. Baltimore Ravens getting ready for a short week. Headed to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Trying to get their third win of the year and get back on the roll. We'll get it out shovels at 7 o'clock. Think about it. You might want to give a shovel to someone early on in the week. But on the other side, the Baltimore Orioles have officially announced Albernaz as their next manager.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, why you do that to us, Joe? Can't go wrong with some James Brown.
Now, Bobby, what's we going to talk about in this segment?
How can one man be so cool? One man is cool. I know there's somebody right there doing what we do best.
You remember
now,
watching him sing?
Poking holes in him.
Was it Try Me? Like, that's his slow yeah. song. And you see him doing all this, and all of a sudden
also
he starts
Man's
singing.
World.
Yes, Man's World, just phenomenal. But when he sings Try Me, like, he's sweating his ass off the way he's singing, and that's from all that dancing. But
you didn't realize
that he could do that.
That he could sing ballads until, you know.
No, he just said, I'm not just dancing.
But that's from a lot of cocaine.
Oh. I didn't
know. Joe? Yes.
Well, the man's heart didn't pop. Well,
yes. When Jeremy said it, I thought it, but I was just gonna let it go.
That's not fair though, because how else are you gonna stay up 3 days in a row without cocaine? Right?
Yeah. I thought I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna let that go. He's sweating from dancing. Okay.
Come on. He was dancing his ass off on cocaine. Okay. I got it.
Baltimore Orioles have officially announced Craig Albernaz as their next manager. And I will tell you this. I watch a lot of baseball. I love baseball. I like to think I know a lot about baseball. I met Craig Albernaz, and all I know about him is what I read and heard. I'm not going to sit here and act as if I can give you a breakdown from my own knowledge. I only know what I read and what I heard.
I don't know what you read, because my Wikipedia page is twice as long as his. I read it just to learn about him. There ain't nothing there.
I'm going to go write some more stuff on your Wikipedia page. No, but again,
his favorite player is Baker.
Let me say this, though, because like when you talk about bench coaches in this league, you shouldn't know most of these guys' names unless they're former players that right. you watch. Now, he's a former player. Yeah. He's a catcher, which, by the way, what
always
do we love
good.
As managers?
Yeah.
Catchers. And there's a video going around with him working with, I want to say it was Joey Bart when he was on the Giants,
yes.
In pitch framing. Just listening to what other people say about him, and not just his friends. You're talking about writers and people that have covered
yeah,
the game.
Not just Stephen Voigt.
They've said that the Orioles,
void, right?
The Orioles, vote.
Vote, yeah, vote.
V-O-G-T, yeah, mm-hmm. Figure that one out. Vaught, but they're talking about how much this guy was, should be a front runner for jobs. He had turned down the White Sox and Marlins looking for the right spot.
Can I stop for a second?
Yeah.
That impresses me. Two other teams offered him a job.
And he's never had a managerial job.
That's number one. Number two. No, I'll wait for the right one. He has enough patience yeah. and enough confidence in himself to say, I'm not setting myself up for failure with those two losers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, go look at what John Heyman wrote about him. And I don't even like John Heyman, but he's like, this is a win for the Orioles. And I'm reading stuff. People are going, I don't know who that guy is. What a terrible signing. You don't know who anyone is.
Right.
You don't know any of these names. You knew Ryan Flaherty. That's what you knew Albert Pujols.
Like, and why did you want them over?
Because you knew their
Albernaz.
Name.
Yeah,
it's just like,
were they better qualified?
Tell people vote. True. Exactly.
This is just.
I thought you were talking about Steven again.
Oh, you thought
you said that's Steven. That's how people. Oh, I got you now. I got you now. I'm like, what are you talking about?
But this is. I know it's not the name that everyone was expecting, or they wanted some, like this experienced guy that we talked about and all that. I'm happy that they didn't just sign a retread unless it was a Bruce Bochy type that had just this track record that you can't ignore.
I did not, Ed, want them to sign a retread. I didn't think they would sign a guy, a first-timer after passing on Mancino, but I don't want a retread. I don't want that. I want somebody new, somebody paving his own way, mm-hmm. and someone who is okay to listen to organizational structure because he's doing it for the first time himself. He's willing to partner with the front office because contrary to what a lot of people around here think all of a sudden about the front office, I trust the front office.
I still do. I really do. And I wish – I'd like why people have run away from them.
Because it hadn't worked.
Yeah, well, it did about 77 injuries last year. I mean, yeah. Everybody was hurt. Like, how can you overcome that? You can't. It's like with the Ravens until everybody came back this week. It's a different team. That wasn't the Orioles team you expected to see at spring training. It was a different team all season. So, I mean, you can't blame the manager.
Let me ask you guys a question. And I asked this question yesterday off air. Ed, who has more to prove, ownership or front office for the Orioles?
Orioles. Well, front office. Ownership's only been here a year and a half.
Jeremy, who has more to prove, ownership or front office?
Oh, front office.
You think so?
Well, you know what?
I think ownership does it. I'm going to tell you why. Front office gave you Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Jackson Holliday. Mm-hmm. They went out and put some shine on some players that weren't shining anymore. They brought Trevor Rogers in and cleaned him up. They did all these things. The ownership came in on the heels of a 100-win team.
Mm-hmm.
And then their first year, they won 91 games. Now, in the midst of that, they kind of led you to believe that it wasn't the same old ownership and they would spend money. So I think now they have more to prove. Okay, you see who we have. You see mm-hmm. who we are. Now spend the money to bring the players in. I think ownership has more to prove. I mean, I don't think there's a right answer. Yeah. It's all opinion. But I think ownership has more to prove.
I think the knee-jerk reaction is the way that everybody complained about Mike Elias as they go front office. But
well, because how long are they here now? 6 years?
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, so what, like, 4 years of a rebuild, too?
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why when people
a huge backsteps. So, I mean, I
actually,
just think,
7 years. They came in 19.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah,
but that's like the people here that are going, this team. They look at it. The past 10 years, everyone in the AL East has gone to the World Series, except for the Orioles. And it's like 5 of those years they were in a damn rebuild.
Yeah,
I mean, what do you expect? Like, and then the other part of it, the thing that drives me nuts, and to your point, Rob, and why I think it is ownership and not the front office. Every time I go online and we talk about a free agent, well, they're not going to sign him. They don't sign.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a new owner. Like, you don't, like, it's been 2 years.
Jeremy, I will bet you they're going to make a splash. I mean, you listen to Rubenstein and you know Eric Getty and some of these other guys and Cal Ripken and this ownership group. Like, these guys are competitors, man. This ownership group, these guys are competitors. And I don't think they have the stomach to watch this thing fall. I just don't think they do. They're a little fresher. Trust me. Working on the inside, let me tell you, things are ran differently. Things don't go the way they used to go. From my perspective, I mean, the communication, I'm already getting communication about next year already. It's not even November.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is a different organization. It's fresh blood. I believe this ownership group is going to go out and spend some money.
You know, the other part of it is raising tickets after a season like that. The stuff that's going on in the stadium, people complaining about their packages and whatever season ticket package you're buying and all that stuff that's going on, like, that also falls in ownership. If you're going to raise prices, people are going to want to see you spend money win.
I had 4 people.
Or both.
Who complained, Ed, about the new season ticket packages. 4 of them. Who came, I'm not saying that's only 4, but 4 who came back to me and pivoted away from it. In fact, one of them is a curmudgeon who said to me, yeah, it's not that bad. I said, excuse me? Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought. I said, why? He said, just, they made it really affordable, really easy for me to pay. He was almost angry that he couldn't bitch about it anymore. Yeah. Because he went in bitching about it, he hated it, all these things, and now he looked up like, yeah, it's not that bad. And I'm sure there are some people who still don't like it, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying there are some people who have turned the other way because it wasn't as bad as they thought. And again, Orioles are one of the only organizations that weren't doing 20-game packages, yeah. 13-game packages. I mean,
yeah. Well, again, it's I'm excited about this hire, and people can say, well, you're just a homer, and you're going to look
like, I'm a homer. I'll be a homer. I'm not a blind homer. Yeah. I am. I pull for my team. I want them to do well, and I give them the benefit of the doubt. If that makes me a homer, so be it. I do the same thing with the Ravens. I pull for them. I cheer for them, and I give them the benefit of the doubt until they – this is a new group. It's a new ownership group. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until they tell me I shouldn't.
Would you be shocked? Let me just put the list out there, and I'm putting Adley in there. Maybe that's the one you wouldn't be shocked by, but – Adley, Gunner, Jackson Holiday, Jordan Westberg. I'll throw Colton Cowser in there because Bisaccia is not going anywhere. Do you think any one of those five guys are getting moved?
I think the only one who can get moved out of that, I don't know what you get for him if you package him, is Cowser. I don't think he would, but I think it's the only one that they would.
Because
it's the only one that they would even consider. Would you got to throw some pitchers in there.
Would they consider Jackson Holiday? Like if you're trading for a guy like Scooble or if you're trading for – because Scooble's on – they're talking about it. Holiday's one of those guys. Holiday, Bisaccia, those names are going to have to be in there because Mayo's name isn't going to get it done in a trade like that. Not now.
Ain't trading Jackson Holiday. Not trading Bisaccia.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm for it, but when you think about a
big... No, this is a legitimate question.
Because we're all pointing to first base saying, okay, they're going to move Kobe Mayo. I think they're going to have to move something of substance if they want to get something significant back or... find the right team where you can move some prospects.
I think the only clear untouchable that I would bet a paycheck on is Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is possible. I just don't think they would.
Not likely.
I think Gunner is the Gunner, and if you have a pitcher, Bradish. Those two, he ain't going nowhere. I think anybody else, it could happen, but I wouldn't bet on it.
All right.
Yeah. I think they got to get this thing one more year. Add some pieces to it. I'm going to throw your name, and I'm sure it's not earth-shattering. It's not like, you know, nobody else brought it up. Framber Valdez. I think Framber Valdez is a Baltimore Oriole in 2026.
I love that.
I think he is.
Because we have talked about him. And I think
he's an
Oriole. I think he's one of his underrated players. That people
it's another
just,
lefty.
I think he's a really good pitcher, and just I don't know why he seems like he's been overshadowed by others.
Well, because he had so many good pitchers in that rotation before him.
Yeah. You
know? Well, it's almost like he was supposed to be the guy. They made the run, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, Hunter Brown's here now, and he's going to be the guy. And and we got who was the other? They had the Luis or was it Ortiz? They had the two young pitchers that came up during their World Series run, Christian Javier, and then the other one was the Rock the Baby guy. I think that was Ortiz. Yeah. Where he when he pitched, he would, and then they made him stop doing that. But, you know, when you look at it, it is kind of cyclical. The thing with Framber Valdez was he was an extreme ground ball pitcher. He still is. But then he developed a cutter, and his Ks went up. And the reason why he makes so much sense here is, like, we've talked about it. I know they've moved the wall in left field. But, like, having lefties with the shorter porch and right and the scoreboard out there, you're trying to negate some of that with left-handed pitching. And for a while there, we were just throwing righties out until Rodgers came along.
I think Framber Valdez. Shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side was Todd Monken unfairly targeted by the players and media over the last week. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Offensive coaches had a great game plan. I thought Todd was his play calling was just incredible, on point, really effective.
That's John Harbaugh after Sunday's game. Let's be messing with Joe on the intercom.
I knew what you did it when you said it.
I made Joe laugh last week.
Did you like it?
I made him smile. He laughs a lot. I made him smile.
He probably didn't like it.
My face cracked a little bit. He's got, you know, corners of it.
When I don't work here anymore, you're going to find out I'm a really nice guy.
No, I already know you are. That's why if I didn't think you were, I wouldn't mess with you.
Dude, like, you're at the top of the list to shoot up the building.
you know that's not true. There's a person that works in engineering.
Hold on. He's on his own list. That's not.
And if you notice, I'm always nice to him because when he does it, I want him to give me a text. Hey, get out. I'm not asking a question. I'm not telling you guys nothing. When you see me just exit stage left, if you don't follow me, that's on you.
I think he's one of the best people here.
I think so, too.
I'm saying that out loud. Is he listening back? I think you're one of the best. No, he is. He's like one of the nicest guys.
He is.
But
he's tired of the BS.
But it is funny. I used to talk about a guy that worked here, and Scott would laugh his ass off. Carson would laugh his ass off. Because we had a guy that would walk up and down the hall, and when you walk by him, he would do like the Japanese...
Yes. You doing okay? He's shaking his head at you like that.
And I said, I'm always going to shake my head at that guy. I'm always going to bow to him because that's the one I'm worried about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he wasn't white.
They all are.
It's like the Karnak. The Karnak thing was like.
Eddie White.
The school shooter. Or no,
black,
the answer was.
See, black people, we target the source. You all shoot up the whole building. Innocent. I'm targeting the source. You guys got to help me out for a minute. What did Todd Monken do?
Nothing. And like people making a big deal about this, people are like, oh, you think everybody's going to be upset? Is he talking about the coaches and being. He's fired up. They won a game. He's going up to Trippy. Hello? He's going up to Trippy. Why didn't he bring this up yesterday?
That's what I told him about.
And then
when I criticized him after the call.
And he's like, F them. Like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being excited? There were people talking. The media was talking. Fans were talking. He deals with it every time he walks out. He hears stuff.
Yes.
Maybe it was directed at some of the coaches. Who cares? Like, if that was the case, or the local media. Like, he's fired up after a win. Let him live in that moment.
But yes. Ed, when did he become the subject of criticism? I don't get it. He lost the most dominant player in the game, and the offense struggled.
He lost more than the most dominant player. He lost the most supporting players, and it's ridiculous. It was. And this all started with, you know, when people interpreted, you know, Harbaugh was throwing him under the bus.
I think it was.
Yeah, and whatever, and it's just, you know, that now it's, you know, people are hyper-focused on this. Oh, is that a shot across his bow now? Oh, people love this stuff. They really do. It's Schadenfreude is alive and well in this town. Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Big time. There he is, Baltimore, Trippy. You give us the story of what, man? You failed yesterday.
I know, man. Look, man, Bob, you should have hit my phone and let me remind me.
I thought you were going to that, and then you said, see y'all later, you hung up. That's your fault.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be real with us.
I was trying to make it quick because I felt like you was about to hang up on me. No.
Rashawn, you and Rashawn should always feel like I got that button, that finger hanging on.
I just wanted to say about Todd, man, like, to be honest with you, man, like, these Raven fans, I'm just, this is my opinion, right? And I don't want nobody to take it the wrong way. These Raven fans, all they care about is negativity. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny, Rob. I sent you the video before you got on the show last night. You was tripping. And then I wake up, because, you know, I be a little lit. You know, I don't read all the mess. I'm reading it. Everybody like, oh, maybe, Trippy was being two-faced, so Todd got mad at him. I'm like, what? And then fans, oh, Trippy something. I'm like, bro, y'all don't know what's going on. So basically, from what I saw from my own eyes, I mean, I feel like it was to some of the coaches, you feel me, and towards the fans and the reporters. Because at the end of the day, how can you give that man all this talk about that man bad, but he trying to turn the defense, turn the offense around. We averaging 30-something points. So why the defense giving up 30-something points? So it don't make sense how you call a Todd out, you feel me? And then look at the toys he got out there to play with. That's why I keep trying to ask myself, right, when it comes to the starting lineup, Ed, Jeremy, and Rob, like, do the OC got the say-so in it? Because I feel like he don't. Because I feel like if the OC has some say-so in there, I feel like he would have been changed the offensive line. Hello? Like, something ain't right. You know what I mean?
Hello?
But, like I said, we want to know. 10 more to go. Hey, my man Todd locked in. And another thing, I told Todd since day one, I said, Todd, I'm with you no matter what.
Yeah, I like him.
Guess what? Raven fans will turn on you quick in the hurry. Look at him now. Some of them, oh, I apologize. Nah, man, don't apologize now. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, get that man the weapons he need. You feel me? With eight. But I feel like we still should be able to score points without eight if he's not out there. But you get what I'm saying, though? Like, we can't be wishy-washy. Oh, Todd Monk is good. Fire him. Look, when we was going through this losing streak, one more thing, y'all. Some fans on Twitter was talking about we should have brought Greg Roman back. Ain't that crazy?
That's the craziest. That's crazy. That's the craziest.
Hey, man, great talk.
I talked to somebody who was on television in this town, grew up here. I asked him about this once. He said, you don't understand because you didn't grow up here. He goes, when you grew up here, you grew up hoping all your friends fail.
Yep.
That was told to me by somebody we all know. And he said it. I've come to believe that completely. Because people just like to see other people fail.
Nobody.
I don't get that either.
It's crabs in a pot.
That's what he described it as.
It's crabs in a pot city. Yeah, that's what it is. It's, yeah. it's, 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 and, And dude, the guys I went to high school with, played football with, are some of the biggest haters of my life.
Yeah,
seriously, like, what'd I do to you?
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
I mean, they hate just to hate for no apparent reason. If they're not rooting for you to fail, they're waiting for you to fail. If they're not rooting, they're at least waiting for you to fail. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, and for me, like, I've never understood this because I want both of you to succeed. Joe, Ed, both of you guys. I don't want to see either one of you guys fail, man.
I've always said, seriously, I hope all my friends are successful because you never know when I'm going to need them.
Hey.
And the more successful friends I have, the better off my life is. And I mean it, and it has happened. I've had guys just do really well in life, and I'm happy for them. I don't begrudge them. Yeah. And I'm going to do a low-paying profession. I don't regret a day of it.
No, I got enough people I'm rooting against. I'm rooting for the people around me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But it's not wrong because I've felt that way too. Like you hearing it from someone that's lived here their whole life, you see it. You've watched it. Like everybody's, you listen to people and they talk about all the things, their accomplishments in life. Mm-hmm. You start to find people that exaggerate and stretch the truth a little bit because it's this competition for some reason. And it's almost like, I want this guy to get his comeuppance. Why? It's your buddy. It's your friend.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
We give out shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we still haven't heard about the punishment with the Ravens report, injury report. In your mind, what's a fair punishment? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Man, Baltimore Ravens were scrutinized over the weekend for the injury report of Lamar Jackson. Ed, will there be a punishment for this, in your opinion?
For this, the injury gate kind of thing. My gut would say yes, because the NFL tends to act even if there's no evidence. And in this case, it looks like, you know, even if it's a mistake, there was something that was inappropriate. So yeah, I'd say yes, there would be some kind of disciplinary action taken. Yeah,
he practiced with the scout team.
Yeah, he did.
He was on the injury report.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that, Jeremy.
Yeah. Damn PR team. Should have told him. This should definitely come down as something. I think more than likely they probably get the slap on the wrist with the suspension. But I hope it doesn't happen.
Lose draft pick.
I think they should lose draft picks.
You think they should?
Yes. If this were, let me just be fair. If this weren't the Ravens, I would 100% tell you they deserve to lose draft picks. So I'm not going to go the other way because it's our team.
That's exactly how you have to look at it. Yeah. I mean, say it was, you know, the Chiefs or pick a team. It doesn't matter. You know, pick any team.
And that's the stuff, like, this is something where...
I'm going to be crystal clear. If it were not the Ravens, I'd say they should get the number one overall draft pick because of this. So I'm saying the same thing for the Ravens. I'm going to be fair.
Oh, you want to give them the pick?
Is that I want to give them a pick because of this. Now, Jeremy, are you being biased because you're a gambler?
There could be some bias in there, but I also think this isn't the first time. We've had the extra padded practices when they were recorded, and then they lost practices because of it.
Rookies.
We had the stuff with the rookies coming in. And again, he's in that mold of Belichick. It's that line that you're not supposed to cross. Let's go over it and say, oh, no, this was a mistake. We didn't know. Like, I'm not supposed to be.
What did he do in the Super Bowl at the end of the game?
When he held all the guys?
Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant.
It was brilliant, but again, he's a guy that knows how to skirt the rules.
Even running out of the back of the end zone there and taking the safe, you know, like all of it made perfect sense in the grand scheme of things of what you're trying to get done. So I do think a punishment should come down. I forget who it was yesterday. One of the NFL writers, maybe Schefter, said it's more than likely a heavy fine.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm assuming is going to happen. Yeah.
$500,000, $1 million.
That's $500,000 to a guy like me. That's what Harbaugh should be saying, right? Or is Bisciotti paying it? Who pays it?
I mean, I would, if I'm Bisciotti, I'd pay it, but I'd take it out of them.
Well, if they got the win, do you care?
You know, whatever I had to buy out, when I fire him, I give him $500,000.
Because what they did, they got everything they wanted. You got the win. You got your quarterback playing on a Thursday night, so a few extra days to heal up, and then 10 days to get ready.
The other team admitted they didn't know who to get ready for. They admitted that. They didn't know who to get ready for.
Well, look, any way they slice it, they were happy it wasn't Lamar, but they did prepare for Lamar. And that's a huge, like when Harbaugh said, well, there's no real advantage to it. Let somebody do that to you and let's see you bitch after the game because we know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
There's an advantage.
You know what
it
sounds like? There was no advantage to taking steroids.
Yeah.
Then why do they do it?
That's my point. If there's no advantage, why is it a rule you have to disclose your injuries every day? If there's no reason for it, then why are we doing this?
And I don't buy, and you know, forgive me for this, but I don't buy when he gets up there and acts like he doesn't know. Because I think it's worse if you don't know.
Yeah,
if you didn't know and you did that, that's even worse.
Yeah. Well, you know, the PR department has a mind of their own. And listen, dude, I know some guys in the PR department there. You do too. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop for a second and think about their reaction to when he said that. Yeah, it wasn't good.
No.
They may not have said anything to him. No. But that their reactions, they've got some personalities over there at the PR department.
Absolutely.
They were not very happy. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Happy Taco Tuesday to you, bruh.
Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Damn you, man.
Yeah, babe.
Should the Ravens continue to give Derrick Henry the ball 20 times a game? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Here's my answer on that, guys. If the Ravens get out on somebody and destroy them, you don't need to give Derrick Henry the football 20 times a game. Don't. If it's a game in which you need to eat up some clock and get some yards on the ground, you give Derrick Henry the ball 20 more times a game. That's how you do it.
That's my answer. Yes. Give him the ball 20 times a game for the remainder of the season.
If you're up three touchdowns, in the second half, or let's say three scores, you're still giving him the ball?
Yeah.
I'm being generous and distributing the ball amongst multiple running backs.
I'd give it to other guys, but I'd still have him at about 20 carries.
They had three plays for Keaton. I'm telling you, I'm having about 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Like, at a minimum.
Oh, yeah. I think from now on they will.
Yeah. I
didn't even understand the statement. We were thinking we have to get Keaton in the game. Well, when did that occur to anybody?
I know we were all had shock face when he wasn't on the opening day roster.
Yeah. Dude, I just went on the fantasy sports radio show, the national show, and they were like, hey, who are the best players to get for the Ravens? I said, let me tell you the deep sleeper. It's Keaton Mitchell. Get this guy. If anything happens to Derrick Henry, I don't think they go to Justice Hill as the lead back.
No, they don't.
I think he stays in the same role, and Keaton Mitchell gets more of those carries. And it's first week, not active. I was like, yeah, that didn't sound good, did it?
That didn't age well.
No. And then now we're looking at it, probably looks a little bit better, but still, didn't age well.
East Baltimore, my man Larry. What's up, Larry?
How y'all doing?
Doing well, how are you?
You talking about the Ravens cheating, then the slow injuries?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't nothing new. They're cheating everywhere. I'm telling y'all, stop betting on the sports. All that stuff is fixed.
Hey, Larry, you might be right.
I'm not telling you something that I'm making up. I know for a fact.
It's fixed.
All of it. All of it. Most all of it. 90%. Mm. When enough money involved, people kill each other over money. So how can you be surprised?
I'm not surprised.
That's a good point, actually.
I'm disappointed, yeah. But I'm not surprised.
I played you guys.
Call Larry. In and out Larry.
Hey, he just makes his point. See y'all later. See you at the yard. No, but the clip I was playing for us sitting in the commercial break mm-hmm. about what did Rashawn call him yesterday? Lenosa Krostroff? The mafia?
Yeah.
But no, it was a mafia guy talking about how they get to players, mm-hmm. coaches, referees.
Yeah.
When a guy gambles and loses a lot of money, he's like, have it tomorrow. I don't have it. Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to turn the ball over the first three times you touch it in your game.
Yeah.
You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And if you don't, like, and I was telling you, like, you're hearing this guy talk, and sometimes you can read people, and you're like, that's a guy I don't want to mess with.
Absolutely.
Like, period. Like, his eyes, it's a blank stare in his eyes, and you can see he means exactly what he's saying.
Yes.
I see a blank stare in your eyes, but it's...
Then you should understand I mean what I'm saying.
It's cluelessness. I think you don't know what you're saying.
Oh.
World Series recap at 7:15, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
I didn't argue.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to give my shovels to all my fellow vacationers in Key West, Florida.
I can't wait.
Florida.
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 ER.
Key West. It Western. Was something. I can't wait to describe some of the things I saw.
I cannot unsee them.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The Fan. Shovels next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.